Our landlines are changing due to new technology. Telecoms companies are replacing the technology they use to provide fixed telephone networks, what we lovingly know as landlines. For most customers, the upgrade is expected to be completed by 2025. However, here in Essex, we are due to face this work before the end of this year. If this is news to you, the companies would say it should not be. Back in November 2017, they announced retirement of analog telephone networks, such as the public switched telephone network, by the end of 2025. Instead, they are upgrading landline services to new digital technology using an internet connection, such as Voice over Internet Protocol, VOIP, digital voice, or All IP telephony. For the vast majority of consumers and businesses, this change will be straightforward. Nobody will have to lose their landline service because of this change, as there will still be the option for a landline-only service should a customer not wish to purchase a general internet connection. Telecoms companies will continue to be bound by the same regulatory obligations as they are today. The upgrade of the UK's telephone lines is not a government program and does not result from a government decision or policy, and therefore, specific questions about how to upgrade program might affect you should you be directed to you by your service provider. Reasons for the switchover. Analog networks have been in operation for decades and have reached the end of their serviceable life. The telecoms industry is finding it difficult to source the parts required to maintain or repair connections, as suppliers are no longer manufacturing them. New digital phone lines will allow communications providers to offer consumers and businesses clearer and better quality phone calls, as well as new features such as anonymous caller rejection or three-way calling. If you already have an internet connection, the change may be as simple as plugging your phone into your broadband router rather than the socket on the wall. Telecoms companies will contact their customers ahead of the migration taking place, so you do not need to take any action until your provider contacts you directly. However, you should be on the alert for communications from them and be careful not to confuse this with marketing. If you have specific requirements, for example, if you are a vulnerable consumer or you have other devices connected to your telephone line, such as alarm systems, telecare devices, or fax machines, you might need additional actions or purchase replacement devices or adapters. If you believe this to be the case, or if you have general questions about the migration, you should contact your telephone provider or equipment manufacturer. Ofcom states that providers should take steps to identify at-risk customers and engage in effective communications to ensure all eligible customers are protected throughout the upgrade process. If you believe you or one of your relatives is a vulnerable consumer or depends on a landline, you should notify your provider so that they can advise on how the migration could affect you. It is the responsibility of the provider to ensure those who depend on a landline are provided with a resilient solution that will allow customers to make calls to the emergency services in the event of a power outage, and the government is working with Ofcom to ensure that this is indeed the case. Devices connected to your phone line. If you have other devices connected to your phone line, such as alarm systems, telecare devices, or fax machines, you should take steps to ensure they will continue to function correctly following the migration to a digital phone line. You might need to upgrade your device to make sure it is compatible, check if it needs to have its own battery and network backup, or purchase an adapter to ensure it continues to function correctly. If you are buying a new alarm or device, you should check with the provider of that equipment that it is compatible with digital phone lines and will continue to run. If you are unsure about how a device in your home or business might be affected, we recommend that you contact the equipment supplier or device manufacturer to find out whether it will remain functional on a digital phone line. If you are buying a new alarm or device, you should check if it's compatible with VoIP services. Coping after power cuts. The analog landline carries a low voltage power connection directly from the telephone exchange, which is sufficient to power some basic corded handsets without needing to plug them into the wall. This means that in the event of a local power cut, these corded handsets will continue to function as long as the telephone exchange still has power. Digital landlines cannot carry a power connection, which means handsets and routers must be powered from your home power supply, and they will not function in a power cut unless you have a backup power system such as a battery or generator. Telecoms companies are required by Ofcom to take all necessary measures to ensure uninterrupted access to emergency organisations for their customers, including in the event of a power cut. Regulations mean that they should have at least one solution available that enables access to emergency organisations for a minimum of 1 hour in the event of a power outage in the premises, and that this solution should be offered free of charge to those who are at risk as they depend on their landline. For most customers, telecoms companies recommend using a mobile phone as a backup in case of a power cut. If you don't have a mobile or live somewhere where there's no signal, your landline provider should offer you a solution such as a battery backup unit. This will mean that you can still make emergency calls during a power cut. In the UK, national roaming is enabled in order to make emergency calls. This means you can use any mobile phone network to contact the emergency services, even if you are not a customer. But what if you don't have or want broadband? If you don't have broadband and you don't want a high-speed internet connection, some providers will still offer the option to use a simple internet connection just for making calls. You'll still be able to have a landline in your home, but the technology that underpins it will be different. Further information. If you have questions about how the migration might affect you, the government recommends you get in touch with your telephone provider for further information. Be alert to scams. Unfortunately, there are reports of criminals using the switchover from analog to digital telephones to scam vulnerable people. Essex Trading Standards is concerned that some elderly and vulnerable people may be tricked into revealing personal or financial information by fraudsters who claim they are contacting them to carry out the digital switchover or help them with phone line linked telecare systems. These fraudsters may claim they are calling from the resident's telephone or telecare service provider. These scam attempts could happen over the phone, via email, or in person on your doorstep. Other unscrupulous people may also try to sell you equipment or get you to sign up to expensive contracts that you do not need. Trading Standards says you should never provide personal or financial information to a cold caller, whoever they may claim to be. If you believe the caller is genuine, ask to phone them back on a publicly listed telephone number. However, if you think you've been the victim of a scam, then contact your bank immediately and report it to Action Fraud by calling 03001 232 040. That's 03001 232 040.